Yankees and the Angels from Anaheim on a gorgeous Monday night, and I'm not quite sure what's going on here, so let's just leave it be. Yanks battle back from a 1-0 deficit, top three.
Here's the next pitch, a one. Little flare in the left center. This is going to drop in, and it figures the drive in a run. Coming in and scoring easily from second will be Holiday, and Gregorius with a two-out RBI hit. Here's the next pitch. That's bounced by Meyer and through in the right center. That's going to score a run. They're going to get one on the board here with two outs. And once again, it is Gregorius who does it. Headley digging in. The count's 1-0 on him. And here's the pitch. And that's a shot by Middleton and through in the center. This is going to score a run. And they will have him at the corners. Seven pitch at bat right now. Here's the next delivery. That's a shot into left center field, and that's going to tie up the ball game. Now the ball bounced off the glove of Gardner, but backing up is the center fielder Hicks. By the time he throws the ball to second, safe there is Maben. He's just tied up this game at three. Right now it's 3-3 here in the eighth. Next delivery. There's a ball. It's well hit into right center field, and you can kiss it goodbye. That thing got out in a hurry. Opposite field, two-run homer for Judge. That's his 22nd of the season. And New York is back on top. They lead it 5-3.
Yankees pick up the 5-3 win as the Bombers improve to 16-3 this season when Aaron Judge goes deep. A no decision for Masahiro Tanaka, but he does snap a five-start losing skid by pitching into the seventh inning. After putting up two runs in the seventh to tie the Yankees, the Angels fell victim to Aaron Judge in the eighth as the monstrous Yankee slugger belted a tie-breaking two-run shot, which proved to be the difference in Monday's 5-3 setback to the Yankees. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socha commenting on the loss.
You know, he's like, just looks like he's on the verge of getting over that hump and finding it, much like a lot of power pitchers. And, you know, we saw the stuff. You saw some swings that were ugly from some hitters that are good hitters. And then we saw the other side of it, just not being able to get back into that zone and make some pitches. And then a lot of traffic early. He pitched his way around. It almost got out of some stuff. But, you know, 4 2/3 and 97 or 90, whatever the pitcher's count was, that's a lot of work, and that's a heavy day. So it was definitely time to make a change.
They knew that Aaron Judge was going to be a dangerous
right.
Guy.
Yeah, it was a cutter he left out over the plate, and he didn't miss it. And, you know, they've got a tough middle of the lineup. If you make pitches, you know, you'll get outs. And if you miss, those guys let you know. And a couple of pitches that we missed with some locations on tonight were hit hard. Yeah, definitely there is. Yeah, but I think with the base open and with Bud being able to move the ball and spin it, you hope that you can get him to expand a little bit. And he never got there and left the one pitch over the plate.
When you faced him at the end of last year, did he expand more?
He's not swinging quite as much right now as he did at the end of last year, but he's. You know, I think he's the experience of last year. Obviously, he's used because he's, you know, he's still a force. There's some, you know, there's some, like most power hitters, there's some expansion in his game and there's a chance to make some pitches. But, you know, he's made adjustments from where he was last year. There's no doubt about that.
To clarify, when you said Alex asked about the walk, you said definitely
thought
about it. What made you think?
I explained it. Go ahead.
Well, I did answer it. Okay.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Once you get to 2-0, does that change it? Yeah,
I think, you know, you're hoping that, you know, every hitter's got some holes and you hope that Bud can get to it. And unfortunately, you know, the cutter wasn't where it needed to be. So, yeah, you're monitoring the count too. There's no doubt about it. As that count goes the wrong way, you're definitely considering it. But you know, I like the fact that there was an open base where he had a chance to maybe expand. And also, you know, you got a tough middle coming up. And if you, you know, if it ends up you walk him and there's another walk, you know, you move all those guys around. You know, obviously, you tip your cap. He hit it a long way. But, yeah, you're monitoring it the whole way. Cam is after probably the first month of the season, he's come alive, and you see the player he is. This is the way he played, last year, and when he's on his game, and he's real, you know, he's just using the whole field on the offensive side, and he's playing great defense, and this is what we need, and he's given us a big lift, and particularly sliding into the leadoff position. He's taking his walks. He's getting on base. He's running the bases extremely well, and so it's, you know, he's an important guy to us. I think it's, you know, if you look at where Alex was last year, excuse me, to where he is now, there's huge improvement. You see some of the games he pitched where he's really pitched into the sixth inning and seventh inning. He wasn't able to do that last year. So he's starting to get to a point where if he harnesses his stuff, you see how it plays, and it plays against some really good hitters. So the next step is going to be the consistency factor. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be games where you're going to be a little off and you're going to have issues. You'll have games like this where your pitch count gets away from you a little bit. You know, where that was the norm before, like when he first was in spring training, hopefully it's becoming fewer and far between. And I think we're seeing some of that. You know, he pitched a really strong game against Detroit. I think if in one word, it's going to be consistency, able to repeat your delivery, repeat your pitches, have the feeling you're going to give your team a chance to win every time you go out there, and pitch to a certain point of the game where you're not involving the bullpen too early. You know, the last two games we've involved the bullpen really early. So I think with Alex, if he can be that guy, then get out there and give us those 18 outs a game, maybe 19 outs some games. With consistency, he's going to be a real good major league starter.
The Angels try to bounce back on Tuesday behind J.C. Ramirez. He will oppose C.C. Sabathia.